Well, good day to you. This is the Fountain of Lifetime again. This is Brother Jeff. And I'd just like to encourage you from God's Word the way I've been encouraged. You know, the Bible says that if we seek Him, we will find Him. So what a blessing today to know that, God is willing to give you, according to your faith, what you seek. Can we turn to Matthew chapter 16? I want to talk about a test of discipleship and the value of a soul. In chapter 16, verse 24, the scripture reads, "Then said Jesus unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works." Jesus said, if you're going to be my disciple, and I don't think there's anybody going to be saved that's not a disciple. The root word of disciple is a disciplined follower. Somebody that's a follower of Jesus should have his disciplines. And it says here that if any man will come after me, you have to deny yourself, take up the cross, and follow me. Whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. I tell you, if we could just have a good wake-up call to true discipleship today, if somebody that decides to follow Jesus doesn't just pray a prayer and become a member of a church or get baptized, it says that we have to take up a cross. You know, this is a self-denying, like a death sentence. This is like death to self, death to your reputation, death to everything I want, death to everything you want. It's basically saying what Jesus said when he was about to bear his cross. Not my will, but thy will. There's so few people that want God's will, but I want God's will. Don't you want God's will? Aren't you willing to suffer the loss of things and stuff on this earth to get that blessing? Let's go for that. Let's do that. Because it says, what would it profit you if you gained the whole world and lost your soul? So the cross is not an option. We must embrace the cross.